produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You are now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
Welcome back to another week of the CEO Mindset and the CEO Unlimited podcast. I'm always excited to have these super dope CEOs join me and chat about their business, who they are, what they do, and all that good stuff. And I know you, as our listeners, are always excited to hear more about what women are doing around the world. And today, I'm super excited to have a good friend of mine, Miss Valencia Hands-on Concierge Walker, to be here with me to kind of share. Listen, y'all, this is my girl. Listen, you know, everybody in business has somebody that they can pick up that phone and they can call and say, hey, what you think about this? What you think about that? And we can bounce ideas off of each other. It's not competition. We do some similar work, but it's not competition. It's like having just a league of women that understand where you are, what you do, and how you doing what you do. And we can vibe together. And I think that's the greatest thing as a CEO, to be surrounded with other CEOs that are rocking the game. So today I am joined by Ms. Valencia Walker. Hey, Valencia.
What's up, Ms. CEO, Ms. Nicole Gates? How are you doing, girl?
I am well. I'm excited to have you on the show so we can talk for real.
Let's be here.
Some stuff today.
Let's get started, girl.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, I want you to start off by telling our listeners who you are, what you do, who you serve, and we're going to just take it from there.
Okay. Hello, listeners of the CEO podcast. I am Miss Valencia Walker from Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised. I started Hands-on Concierge Services in 2017. I started off with just a couple of services, and as the years went on, I started adding other services that I knew would benefit the community and that needed to be available for the community to have someone to call or come to say, hey, I need this, I need that, how do you do this, how do you do that? And I am just purposely placed in a position to be able to help my community and the people around me.
So, I love that. I love that. You said purposely placed.
Purposely placed.
I like that. So, Valencia, real quick, share with them what a concierge is. I think some people don't know what that okay. term means. So I just want to kind of share what exactly that means and how it serves our community.
Okay, so traditionally, people reference the word concierge to hotel and hospitality. And that is kind of the main definition of it. But when I seen the word and the purpose and the services that it provides, I said, oh, this is a great word to add into my business name, because I want it to be of service to people in whatever area or endeavor that they need. So a concierge is there for the need. We are there for the need of whatever people need help with or assistance with, or just want to pay for the service of something that they don't want to do for themselves and they want to choose to pay somebody else. So my niche or my specialty is in the legal field, but it's not limited to the legal field. So if someone wanted to call and say, hey, I see you do legal services and you may serve legal documents, but hey, I need a pizza delivered.
Go ahead and share the story. You know I'm going to ask.
Yes, share that story. That was they may call and say, I need a pizza delivered, because they don't want to use Uber Eats or another food delivery, DoorDash. Right. So they don't want to use DoorDash. So a couple of weeks ago, I had an experience and it was so humbling, really, but it was great at the same time. I had a company, a corporate corporation, call and say, hey, we need some pizzas delivered. I said, pizza? They said, yeah, we know this is outside of your scope of business. Right. Right. They was like, I know this is outside of your normal business duties or responsibilities, but we thought we might call an ex. And I was like, okay, great. What do you need? So they needed some pizzas delivered from Mellow Mushroom, the restaurant in Germantown that makes pizza, and they needed it delivered to WMCTV News on Union, downtown Memphis. So it's like a 30-minute drive from Germantown to Union. Yeah. And so I said, okay, how many pizzas? So I'm trying to see which vehicle. Do I need to use a car? Do I need to use a truck or whatever? So they said it's about 5 or 6. I said, okay. So I actually had the honor of delivering pizza from Mellow Mushroom to the news station that I've never visited or been in before.
Okay.
And had the experience of seeing that, which was so nice and lovely, just to be in the presence of a news station.
Right.
In a positive way. And so I gave them a quote and a price, and they said, okay, that's fine. And so they agreed to the price, because I said, why not? I am a concierge services. So even though when you look me up on Google or Facebook, it says that I do A, B, C, and D, right, but I don't limit myself to what I'm available to do for a person as a that's concierge.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
So yeah, I know they paid my fee.
Yes.
Plus they tipped me real good. So I was excited. I was like, right, thank y'all.
Made it well worth that 30-minute drive.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, so, but then, you know, that's a testimony to, you know, you serving the community. So you're not just
living. Yes. And that's what serving the community is all about.
Yeah.
Just being available for people with a need. So that's the specialty of concierge, if no one ever, you know, thought about it. So concierge, awesome, is special.
Yes, yeah, it is. I think it is. I think it takes a special person to be able to do that too, you know.
Yes.
In service with a smile, you know what I mean?
Yes, service with Lord a knows, smile.
We need more of that in these days, right?
Yes, we so do. I talk and about I say your... that often. I don't know if you ever heard me say that, but I'm a server of paper with a smile.
Amen. That's how
I'm gonna make sure to if they ain't happy, I'm gonna make them happy. If right, they mad, be like,
yeah, it might be bad though, news, but the person that served it was okay. Right.
Yes.
I love it. So let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey.
Okay.
You are a CEO. You are the founder, the owner, the all the legs of the business, right?
Right.
How did your journey begin? Because I know this was not your, when we first met, you were doing something completely different, but how did this journey come about?
Oh, it was kind of like destiny, and it was all in the right timing. So I was skillful and educated and working as a certified pharmacy technician.
Okay.
I had worked for that for about 9 to 10 years. And so I end up leaving the job in 15. And I left that job and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? So I had went to school for criminal justice, but I didn't really know what area of criminal justice I was going in or really wanted to go in. I knew I didn't want to do corrections because corrections is just too locked down for me.
Right.
So I actually started looking into things that I can do in the legal field or to assist in the legal field in some type of way. So that's what led me into private process serving. And so that's kind of what started my journey as an entrepreneur, even though I was side hustling or hustling taxes way before then, prior to becoming a private process server. And I legally started my business in 2017. But I always tell people, practice what you are going to do and practice what you want to do before you make it something that you want to set in stone.
Now that's
because
good.
You never know.
That's good.
Right.
Give it a trial run.
Give it a trial run because you never know how it's going to turn out or if it's going to be profitable for you or if you're even going to like doing it. So let me back up because I started Modiva Custom Designs prior to starting Hands-On Custom.
Hands-On Custom Series. Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah. So that was my trial run business right there.
Okay.
And I tried that for about a year and a half. And it wasn't making me enough money at all. It just wasn't doing it. I enjoyed doing it, but I found out it was more of a hobby versus something as to make me some money to live off of
and survive off of. Let's pause right there because I think a lot of times with women in business or anybody in business, we really have to determine whether what we're doing is it a hobby or is it really a business? Because if it is a business, we need to operate and run it as such.
Yes.
But if it's a hobby, recognize that, you know what I mean? Recognize that you don't think that it's going to bring you, necessarily six figures until you decide to turn it into a business, right?
Correct. So that's what we kind of been dealing with, you and I, these last couple of years in the pandemic. We've had so many people cross our paths that just started businesses, but they didn't think it through before they started it. They didn't get a business consultation or they didn't speak to someone who was doing what they're trying to do. And they didn't get the coaching or the mentoring or they didn't even do volunteer work.
Right.
So sometimes you have
brand
to do,
opening,
volunteer
brand closing.
Work. Right. Yes. See and figure out, is this something you really want to invest in? Is this something you really want to invest your money, your time, your efforts, and so forth and so on? So you really have to know what you're getting into when it comes to this world of entrepreneurship, because it's not easy. People make it look easy, but they don't tell you it's easy. It's not easy at all.
And I talk about all the time, lately my biggest mantra has been, the hustle is a hoax. We don't have to burn both ends of the candle. We don't have to work 24/7. It's really about having good systems in place. But you said something about get a coach, get a mentor, a volunteer. And I want to just piggyback off of that, so to speak. I think, and one of the other things that I have been really pushing is be willing to pay for what you want. Quit trying to nickel and dime folks and pick their brain. They had to learn it. You got to learn it. Be willing to pay them for their knowledge. And I think oftentimes, you know, folks jump off into business.
Yes.
They won't ask for the help because they're not willing to pay. But, you know, people barter. That's not it. You know, people still barter services.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
bartering with someone you associate with, or someone you are friends or cool with, or whatever.
If mutually beneficial. You know,
that's a cool agreement. Yeah. That can be a cool agreement if that be the case. But if it's not the case, you definitely will be investing. When I say investing,
or you
that's
should
the money.
Be. You should be willing to do
yeah,
that.
You should be, yeah.
Put some money aside. I think that's two areas. There's two areas in business that I think women often don't think about. And it's really sad because it seems like that would be the first things that they think about. Investing, number one, in your training, your mentoring, your coaching should be, you know, that should be included in your budget, as well as marketing, because people are not just coming to you. Just because you have a building, you have your name on a building, or just because you constantly post on social media does not mean the business is automatically coming. You are literally going to have to work for it and be creative in how you do so, right? So with that being said, I want to ask, because I know, you know, there's always challenges in business. When you started your business, or even currently, you know, being hit by the pandemic, doing the type of work that you do, what has been your greatest challenge in business?
I think keeping your energy together, staying positive, staying focused. 2020, when the pandemic first hit, you know, a lot of things shut down, a lot of places, a lot of businesses, you know, they were closed because of the pandemic. And so it made, I feel as if it made a lot of people so relaxed, and it made people just, I'm not going to say lazy, but it put you in a different aura. The atmosphere was just changed. It was like flipped upside down. So all of 2020, for me, it was just a relaxing environment because it was just quiet, it was slow, and it was kind of peaceful. But as time went on and time started changing again, the virus never went away and the pandemic hadn't ended, but you still have to pick up the pieces and get back to the new changes and the new environment and the new atmosphere because things have changed. So being a one woman show, and where I wear all the hats and do everything, it's like, okay, you have to refocus your energy. And that was one of the challenges from 2020 to 2021 to 2022. Now we're here. So,
right.
So that was my biggest challenge. Seriously, like, it wasn't anything else. It wasn't getting new clients or getting new customers or, you know, just trying to make sure the finances were, you know, picking back up where they left off or anything like that. That wasn't my challenge. My challenge was getting my energy back together. So that was pretty much it.
The pandemic did, I think, cause us to, you know, be a little relaxed. I totally used that time to, like, literally level up in business. You know, I did additional training and made sure I had additional certifications, and I did things that were going to help me when it did turn around, that I would be able to offer a better service or whatever for my customers. So, I mean, I think it's okay to lay back a little bit. I enjoy the rest, because Lord knows, you know, we do work hard. And I think
we do
sometimes. So
we put in countless hours that people don't talk about too often as entrepreneurs or CEOs.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work. Keeping it together.
Yeah.
It's not. Because you have to think about, you have to get it together, you have to keep it together, and then you have to make it work.
Absolutely.
So if you ain't getting it together, it ain't gonna stay together. And how you gonna make it work?
Right.
So that's the truth. These are the things I talk to my customers and clients about. I said, baby, you gotta get your life together. This is a real business. We're not gonna run this like it's a clown show. You gotta run it like it's a business, like it's for real. So you got to get it together, keep it together, and make it work.
So let me ask this. Do you have a business coach?
I do. I do. Okay. I have coaches.
Okay, good.
I have a coach.
And I always tell people, I throw that curveball because I'm always curious, but a person that is coaching typically has a coach, you know, and a lot of people think that's like kind of crazy, but I was like, you have to be coached too.
Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody that knows more than we do.
More than you, or something that you don't know.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing. There's always someone who knows more than you, and there's always someone who knows something that you don't know. So in order for you to stay up on your game and have your game face together, you do have to have a coach. So yes, I have had a coach the whole time.
You cannot be the smartest person in your circle.
Exactly.
You've heard that before, right?
Yes.
So let's talk
and
about
your
that circle.
Your circle has to be strong.
Yes. Who's in your circle? Who is your people that sit on the front row of your life that inspire you, that motivate you to do business, that make you want to level up? Who are those folks?
I can't expose the names.
but just give us a general idea of who they might be, you know.
Yeah. So I do have two mentors that I've had in the beginning of when I started Hands-On Concierge Services as a private process server. And they are both amazing, amazing men that has been in the game for like 30 years. And I'm just blessed to have these two coaches and mentors for as long as I've been in this field. And I still continue to talk to them, and we help each other out and work together. And I was just blessed to have those two amazing coaches. And then I have another coach and mentor on the business side who actually ran a business for years. And so, he pretty much keeps me up on my feet, you know, on the business side. And then the coaching, of course, I talked to Miss Nicole Gay.
We talk to each other. We're peer coaches.
So,
we are peer coaches. Ain't nothing wrong with that, honey.
Yeah, and I have a paralegal on my team. Well, I have a couple of paralegals on my team as well.
Okay.
But I do have a team and a squad, girl. I can't even tell who they are, baby, because
you don't have to reveal names. But let me ask this. How important is that? Because I always ask this question on every podcast interview that I do, because I want folks to understand and I want them to see that it is really important. The people that is on your front row really help to either propel you or they hold you back. And if they're holding you back, that's not the proper front row. You need to change some seats, you know, and it's okay to move.
Very, very important, because I'm gonna tell you, some people look for these people to be family or friends.
Right.
But let me tell you, nobody on my team or my squad is my family or my friend or my enemy. Neither.
Right.
So these people are very beneficial to me, mm-hmm. as well as I am beneficial to them.
Right.
So we always have meetings or coach talking and prep talks or something to help one another and to assist one another in progressing in business. Because 4 out of the 5 have businesses, only one of them don't.
Okay.
And that's just by choice. But we're just a team of powerful people. And we all inspire and push each other and you know, motivate each other to, you know, keep going, keep pushing. Right. Hey, you can do this. You can do that. Have you incorporated this? Have you incorporated that in your business? And hey, you can do this. So it's very important, whether you have a team of people that you are paying or whether you have a team of people that you are bartering with, or whether you have a team of people that just say, hey, I'm here for you. I want to support you in any way that I can. It's very, very important, because if you don't have that team or that squad, you will get discouraged. You will become unmotivated. You will get burnt out, and you will get tired. You will get very tired because you feel like it's not going anywhere fast enough, or it's not going anywhere at all.
And you gotta have somebody that you can talk to about those things. And I think that's really important. For your business, can you share with our listeners, you know, the services that you provide, how they can follow you on social media, if they wanted to follow you, because I know you do a lot of things. You host a group on Facebook for notaries. You are doing some fabulous things. So share with them all of that information.
Okay. So, of course, I am Valencia D. Walker, the CEO of Hands-On Concierge Services. I started out doing income tax preparation 21 years ago at H&R Block. So I continued to do that throughout the years. I was on, then I was off. Then when I turned back on, I continued to do it for years and years and years and years and years to come. So then I started a notary in 2016. So I am a Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee, official notary public, where I have been for 5 to 6 years now, 5 or 6 years. And then I am a private process server, where I serve any type of legal document that needs to be served in Shelby County, Tennessee, or even beyond. I can also get papers served out of state as well. Along with that, I teach, coach, and train people to be notaries. I teach, coach, and train people to be process servers. If you want to do taxes, I can teach, coach, and train you to do taxes as well. So those are like the basics of my business that I do. I incorporated business consulting right at the end of last year, 2021, and it's continuing on in 2022. So I incorporated that. So again, I wear all these many hats, and I pretty much run the business myself. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to look into hiring an assistant to do something, if it's nothing but answer the phone and take appointments or check emails or something like that.
Yeah.
But I can be found on Facebook. I have a business Facebook page, Hands-On Concierge Services, LLC, Memphis, Tennessee. I have a Instagram page. On Instagram, I am Miss ms.hocs17. I have a LinkedIn page where I am Valencia D. Walker with my logo and business name in the back of my profile. I also have a website where the website is www.handsonconcierge.com. So Snapchat, of course, I have one of those. I have TikTok, of course. Everybody's on TikTok. I love TikTok, but yes, I'm on pretty much, about 6-7 social media sites. Social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Google, listen,
I'm on Google too.
hey, listen, if they are, for our listeners, if you are hearing Valencia's story and what she does and how she does it, she is, like she said, she trains. So if you are interested in training, learning more about how to become a notary, a process server, to do taxes, this is the girl that you want to go to. Listen, she wears all these hats, but she wears them well. Valencia, we are definitely going to have to get you to come back and talk a little bit more, because, you know, we can go for hours. Just talk.
Yes, girl. We can talk about this for hours, honey. We can hours and hours.
For hours and hours and hours and hours on.
Yes. Here.
Unfortunately, you know, we have to end our show. But I would like to say thank you again for being a part of this. Hands-on concierge.
Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. Check her out on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can find her on Google. You know, get out there. She posts some great content, things that motivate and inspire you. I absolutely appreciate you as a business partner, as a friend, and I look forward to us doing this again. For my listeners, y'all know what it is. Same bat time, same bat channel next week when I bring another fabulous CEO to the podcast. You all have a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.